Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house today. Do you know what day it is? What day is it? What day is it? This is the greatest days of your life. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout and say, yeah, it is.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. The Word tells us to clap our hands. So let's do what it said. Give the Lord praise. Then. It says, clap your hands, all you people. Everybody. Welcome to everyone in the house. Welcome. Welcome to those that are viewing. Welcome. Shout out to all our friends, all our family. Shout out to Dallas, to our dear friends. Hi. This is the greatest day of your life. Shout out to everyone that's watching all over the world. This is the hour of the Lord. This is your day of provision. This is the day where God's going to tell you something you really, really, really need to hear. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, bless Him who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Now, it doesn't mean it's far away. It means it's closer than you think. Even as He chose us before Him, chose us in Him before. He chose you in Him before the foundation of the world. And He didn't just choose you. He didn't just say, hey, Steve. He didn't just say, hey, Jerry. He just didn't say, hey, Anton. This is what He said. I chose you that you should be holy and blameless before Me in love. And then it says He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His own will. That's a big one. Say, according to the purpose of Your own will, Father, You destined me. You destined me to think greater than I've ever thought before. Say that. Prophesy to yourself. Father, You've chosen me to think greater thoughts than I've ever thought before. You've chosen me. Prophesy. Open that door in your heart. Open that door in your mind. Say, Father, You've chosen me. You've chosen me. You chose me. You predestined me to think greater than I've ever thought before. I can hear you in the house. I can hear you viewing. Greater thoughts will permeate my mind than ever before, because greater is God who is in me, than anything else in the entire world. If you believe that, do this. Come on. Come on, clap your hands, all you people. Why? Because He said to. Clap your hands, all you people. He said, if you don't do it, the trees will. My trees love God because they clap their hands all the time. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye nations. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Say, yeah! That means you know you're triumphant in God. We have to learn to talk out of one side of our mouth, not both sides. We have to remember how to speak the word of the Lord. You can take your seats. We need to remember what he said. Every blessing you're going to receive from this point forward is all because of your memory, what you remember. God made it so simple. Remember, the word said he predestined us before we were formed. He predestined you before the foundation of the world. He predestined you. And everything about who you are, every blessing, I didn't say everything, but every blessing, everything that makes you feel filled with desire. The word says desire is good. The word says when desire comes, it's like a tree of life. But hope deferred makes the heart sick. The scripture says that God blesses us with good things, and he gives us the desires of our heart so we stay young. Amen. I mean, what's better than that? God's going to bless me with the desires of my heart, and when he does, I get to stay young. How awesome is that? How good does God think about you? But there are mysteries and treasures in every word of God. And the word says it like this. It says the letter, if you just read it like letter, the letter does not change you. It doesn't empower you. The letter doesn't have life. It literally calls it dead letter, meaning lifeless. But the Spirit quickening the word, the letters, becomes life. It's all in the memory. And we remember sometimes to forget. And we forget to remember. Jealousy, strife, bitterness, unforgiveness, those steal your baggage. I don't mean the bad stuff, I mean the good stuff, the treasures, the mysteries. Because they don't allow you to remember what you should be remembering so you can think great thoughts. Spirit of God spoke to me today regarding the economy and what's going to happen, and it excited me. It genuinely excited me. And I'm going to share this with you. I remember what God said, and just share a little part. We're coming into a time, into a close, where God is going to give us greater than we've ever had before. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about an economy that's going to transition the entire world globally. And God is raising up today. They're living and breathing the air that you're breathing today on the planet, where nations of people are going to say these words. They seem so wise, almost unhuman, the leadership God is raising up. Almost unhuman. They speak with such wisdom. Not mere intellect, but they speak with wisdom. It seems more than human. And because of that, some people will curse the blessing of the Lord. They call it evil, Antichrist. But God is raising up a wisdom that is living and breathing in the earth today. Those we will call leader, president, that will speak with such profound wisdom, it will outshine any presidency, any leadership we've had since the day of Christ and his holy prophets. And our economy will turn around and smile at us, and it will say, behold the blessing, look and see how the Lord has blessed the earth again, because his people have remembered to bless his holy name. That's your future. Receive it and believe it. because it is coming. So we have to remember what God said. And what God said has to be our memory. I want to tell you something. We're not forgiven. We're not saved because Jesus came. We're saved. We're born again because we believe he came. We're not saved. We're not born again because he died on the cross and rose the third day by the glory of the Father. But we're born again because we believe that he came and that he died on the cross for us and that he was risen on the third day by the glory of the Father. And we know that to be true because the word says you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth in order to be saved. So it isn't just what was done, it's what we believe was done. And we can believe that he did it, that he saved us. We can believe that it all happened because he came. That's why we can believe. But just because it was as great, as prophesied, and as fully fulfilled as it was, we're not born again because he did it. We're born again because we believe he did it. And we can believe he did it because he did, because he came. And what are we believing? What are we believing? And this is what's going to change the world and bring about this economy, this transition, this celebration of prophetic word. Celebration of prophetic word. And let me make it very clear. Why would we celebrate? Because we will see the goodness of the Lord. Because the Lord will renew you. So no matter what you see, no matter who is speaking against you, no matter what evil intentions anyone may have against you, it will be foiled. And they will fall to their knees and worship the God you serve, whether they receive him or not, but it is not God's will that anybody should perish. So he created every single one of us to love him, to know him, to remember him, to do what he says, not because it's an effort for us to do so, but we remember we did. We did do it, what he said, because he said, I have predestined you. I put it on the inside of you. And what he gave us was a memory. We're a memory. A seed is a memory. We've talked about this quite a lot. Because this is what God is saying. And this is what God is telling me to tell you. And it is the word of the Lord. We are the foretold seeds from generations beyond time. Where God called out our name. He said, you didn't choose me. He said, I chose you. I chose you. And it says, blessed be the God and the Father, just of all goodness, that is Lord over all, who chose us before the foundation of the world for himself in Christ. Chose you. You will remember who you are when you remember whose you are. Somebody better have written that down. You will remember who you are when you remember whose you are. When you forget who you are, or the word called it, you forgot your way, or we call it, refer to it as being lost, it's the memory that God put on the inside of everything that he breathed life into that determines whether or not you walk in the favor of the Lord, whether or not your enemies or those that are against you, whether or not they serve to your purpose or to your demise. And that power is never in the hands of any enemy. It's never in the hands of anyone that, as the word says, gainsays or speaks against you or anything. Because God has given us dominion in the earth, and God remembers that. He remembers that He has given us dominion. It was His idea. And He remembered why He created us. He remembers that. On the cross, two thieves hanging on either side of Jesus. And they're both saying terrible and negative things about Him. And why don't you come down? And why don't you free us? Guilty. But there was a moment when one of the thieves on the cross, guilty as sin, said a phrase that changed his eternity forever, made every enemy of his soul bow at the feet of Jesus and changed his world. When he said this, "Remember me." What a powerful prayer. What a powerful revelation. God touched his heart. He had to have had soil. He had to have a heart and a mind that was willing to repent. He had to have had a heart and a mind that God was able to make a seed come alive on the inside of him. And when he said, "Remember me," he was saying a lot. And Jesus said, "I remember you." What's really important right here, right now, is that you remember me. It's remembering who He is. You will remember who you are when you remember whose you are and to whom you belong. It's not by might. It's not by effort. It's not by work. People get angry. They get tired. They become frustrated because when opportunities to think greater come your way, we choose the lesser because we forget to remember whose we are. So we don't remember who we are. If an enemy, an assailant comes against you and you know they have absolutely no influence over you, but as a matter of fact, they're going to be a tool to help promote you, you think a great deal differently about them than you would if you thought they could actually do you harm. And if you know whose you are, then you know who you are. And when you know that, you remember that no weapon, no enemy, no person, no politics, no economy, no disease, no anything can be against you. You remember. And the power of remembering, which is the law that God instituted in the world to keep it going, to keep procreating, to keep it alive, the power is memory. Memory. Memory, memory, remember. And when the thief on the cross said, "Remember me, Lord," Jesus said, "Today, not tomorrow, not later, the moment you remember me, you're going to be with me from this time forward. You will be with me. Where I am, you will be. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You are saved. You are free. You are born again. You are a new creature in me." One moment of time, because he said, "Remember," because God awakened the seed of destiny in his life, and that seed is inside of each and every single person on the planet. And it is when we say, "Lord, I believe, I remember," that something incredible beyond imagination takes place in you, and you're no longer struggling against evil or darkness or sin. You were born of the Spirit and not of the flesh. I brought a memory with me today, and I want to share it with you. It's in this little piece of foil, and it's a memory. Actually, I think there's about four memories in here. Let me share a memory with you. Be patient. It's coming. Be careful. It's precious. There's a memory. Can you see it? Can you see it?
Can you see it? It's in there. Oh, it is a little small. Let me turn it another way. Oh, it's... Sometimes you have to get on your knees to remember what you've forgotten or what you lost. But if you will, you get it back. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? Sometimes you just have to make your memory a little more prominent. You have to just bring it out. This is a memory from my personal, some call it jalapeno and some call it jalapeno. But it's all the same because it is what it is. And this memory is from my garden, and I could share it with anybody. I could give it to you, and you could plant it. It's an organic jalapeno. And you could put it in the dirt, and it'll die. I have the power to make this seed come alive. I have the authority to make it transform into what it came from. Because this seed is me, and this seed is you. This seed is a memory. It remembers where it came from, but not until it dies to itself. And the moment that it does, it becomes exactly what it came from. And then it remembers who it is because it remembers whose it is. This is us in Him. It's a miracle. And it doesn't matter how tiny this is. This came from my personal little garden. Went out and picked it this morning. I wasn't laboring. It was fun. Who likes jalapenos? Angie, your hand was up first. Here, take this. Now, if you take it, you have to plant it. Okay? Put it in a pot. Plant it. And remember. Remember. I'm sharing my memory with you. Here. I'm going to share my container with you. Come get my container. This is a very special container. I made it myself. Okay? I'm going to help you remember. That's what a prophet does. He helps you remember. Amen. That's what a messenger does. They help you remember. The anointing on you helps you remember. Jesus said, I don't want you to walk with hatred or bitterness or strife or unforgiveness. And we have all kinds of ways of walking around those ideas. We have a lot of things we do. Well, I'm not really angry. I'm just being safe. You cannot live by faith and live faith at the same time. It's one or the other. We don't live safe. We live faith. And when we do, God says, all things whatsoever you believe will come to pass. But you can't talk about that seed. You can't take that seed home. You can't talk about planting it. You can't tell me what it does. I will never taste it. I will never see it, nor will you. You'll never see it, remember, until you put it in the ground and let it die to the shell of what it is and see the memory of who it is and what it is. It's our memory. And memories become defiled. And I'm prophesying to you, I hope you hear me. Our memories become defiled. The word referred to it as weak. It says you become so weak because it says your mind has become so weak that you do not remember. You have forgotten because you have found yourself in idolatry. You have eaten in the houses and the temples of idolatry. You have eaten the food of idols, and to you it's become commonplace. And you have forgotten what it is. And not only that, but you defile those around you because they see you eating food, the food of idolatry, the food of foreign gods, which are no God at all. Now, what does all that mean? It means when we forget how to remember whose we are, We don't remember who we are, and we start believing everything that says it's going to do what it's going to do is going to do it to you. David, the word says, had a heart after God because he remembered God all the time. The more you remember God, the more of God's memory you have. The more you remember God, David said, I meditate upon your word all the time. Now, it didn't mean he sat there going over all the scriptures, but what he was saying is, I'm remembering your word. When he stood up before Goliath, David remembered. That was his power. He had no weapons. He had no tools. He wasn't that kind of a warrior. He wasn't trained like that. No one around him wanted him there. The king was a little hopeful that maybe he would at least appease Goliath, but he didn't. When he ran out there, he infuriated Goliath. Goliath thought they were making fun of him. And he said, how dare you do such a thing to me? And he became fiercely angry. And he said, I'm going to tear you in pieces, and I'm going to throw you, and I'm going to scatter you all over the ground. And you're going to be so cut in such tiny pieces that the birds of the air are going to come and carry you away. This is an angry giant. This is an angry warrior. This is an angry champion. And I can hear them all behind him, cheering him on so loudly that David could barely hear all that he was saying. And David said this, he said, I remember the armies of God. I remember the words of the Lord. I remember how God was with me. He had already told the king. He said, I remember how the Lord has strengthened me. I have meditated upon his law. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. I remember you're with me. Your rod and your staff is what I remember. I remember comfort in the presence of this giant. Even though I walk through a valley that looks like the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. And your rod, your staff, whatever correction and instruction you bring, it comforts me. You lead me beside the still waters and you restore my soul. That's what I remember. You prepare a table before me in the presence of... You prepare a table before me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I remember that. Here's an enemy. God has prepared a table before me. And my cup runs over. He anoints me with oil. I remember the anointing of God. And my cup overruns. I remember. There isn't a thing this giant can do to me. There isn't a thing this champion or this army can do to me. Because only goodness and mercy can follow me. He can't. Everything that is coming around you, everything that is a threat to you, is no threat at all. Hear the word of the Lord. It's no threat at all. It's a table set in the presence of your enemies, upon which God will anoint your head with oil, and your cup of joy will overflow, and you'll see only goodness and mercy following you every single moment of your life. Only goodness can happen to me. So David, not a man of warfare as such, but all that were didn't remember who they were, but David remembered. How dare you, uncircumcised, unclean of heart, Philistine, that you would dare defy the armies of God? You obviously have no idea. You obviously don't remember who you're standing up against. But David said, I remember. I remember well. David didn't fight well. He remembered well. Paul talks and he says, you have fallen away because you have forgotten whose you are. You've forgotten. What makes us forget? The lies people tell about us. What kind of lies? I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to undo you. I'm going to expose you. Christ already exposed us and destroyed it on the cross. And when we trust in him, there's nothing to be exposed that will do you any harm. For we are open before the Lord, and we are justified through him. Therefore, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Paul was guilty of much, but he was redeemed and didn't have to pay for any of it at all. Because he remembered who he was when he remembered whose he was. And God said, I'll do great things through you, and God did. David remembered who he was because he remembered whose he was. I know in whom I have believed. Jesus said, when he sat at the table with the disciples, before he went to the cross, he said, let's have dinner together. And he said, take this cup and take this bread and eat this bread and drink this wine. This bread is my body, which is given for you. And this cup is my blood, which is poured out for you. And he said, as often as you do this, remember me. And when you remember me, you remember who you are, because you will remember whose you are. And your mind changes. You're about to think greater thoughts than you've ever thought before. It's a day of revelation. It's a day of remembering every great thing that God has destined for you, and every single one of you is so perfectly destined, precisely, perfectly destined. Because the word says, of his own will, he forged you, he shaped you, he made you, he predestined you, he blessed you, he called you his chosen, he called you the righteousness of God. Every one of us, and the only thing that can ever destroy you is when you choose to forget. There was no power in the garden to destroy Eve, none whatsoever, none at all. She had dominion over everything that spoke to her, or spoke against her, or spoke in contradiction to her. She had full authority and power and didn't even have to fight. All she had to have said was, remember, worship the Lord. Her day would have changed. But she forgot. She remembered for a moment, and then she traded it off for a different memory. A self-willed memory, trying to get for me. This is a day to love. Give. Just give of yourself. Give fully and wholly of yourself. Peace like you have never known will fill your mind. You will think greater peace than you've ever thought. Because everything that makes you happy, that keeps you strong, that keeps you youthful, that keeps you joyful, that keeps you peaceful, that allows you to know how successful you are, what value God has placed within you, is within that seed he called destiny. In that seed in you, in every single living, breathing person on the planet has that same seed, that destined seed, the destined seed. And if you will do what he said, seek me, and you will remember me. Seek me, you will remember. And when you remember, when I believe him, when I see him for who he is and as he is, I will become as he is, and I will be known as he is because of who he is. I remember. I remember the greatness of God. I often pray, my prayers, and have transformed even more so, and I just say, I remember who I am. I remember your word. is so alive in me. I remember your word flows through me like a river. I remember things I wouldn't know. I remember. Because it's not the memory of my brain, my mind. It's the memory of my destiny. It's the memory of your destiny. And it's there. It's there. It's there. I say often, I say I don't miss. And it's not being braggadocious on myself. I just know when I speak, I remember. But it's like I said, you're not born again because Jesus came. You're born again because you believe he came and he died for you and he was raised for you and that he loves you. And it's when you believe that he came that the power of that seed, what seed? He awakens you and reminds you of who you are by reminding you of whose you are. And when that happens, your mind changes. There's no lightning, there's no thunder, there's nothing physically that necessarily overwhelms you, but the power of that seed, the great power of remembering, awakens your mind. It's called the mind of the Spirit, and you remember who you are. And when you remember who you are, then that's the faith of God. That's the mind of God. That's the will of God working through you. You not you working towards it, but it working through you. And that's why he said, seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The memory of God, the mind of God. Seek first the mind of God. And everything will come to you. The word of God, it's a seed. It cannot be denied. It is what it is. And the size just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't even matter if I'm holding it, whether or not you can see it. The question is can I? And it doesn't matter if I hold it. It's whether or not I remember what it is. I remember what it is. I remember what it is. And I plant it to what it is. I want jalapenos, so I plant jalapeno seeds. I want tomatoes, so I plant tomato seeds. I remember. You remember. And he said, if you will seek first the kingdom, you remember whose you are. So you will remember who you are, and you will believe as he is, so you will become as you are. Become as you are. We call it manifesting or making itself known or coming to the fullness. The revelation of Jesus Christ is all about awakening the memory that God destined before you became a seed in your mother's womb. It's all the way God created. He took man, he made man, and then out of man, he took woman, and then out of woman, he made man. And so it is. And Jesus said, God said, the seed of everything that is in the garden is in itself. It will remember where it came from. It will remember what it is destined to. The greatest revelation of who you are is in the seed that's already on the inside of you. And if you allow what someone says or where you came from or who you contended with or what someone said, be it a friend, family, or foe, and that is what you remember. That is what you become. It is the memory. It's what you remember that shapes who you are going to become, but not who you are. Who you are is only held in the hand of God Almighty. The Ancient One of Days made you and put that seed on the inside of you. And the great power, the great transformation that happens is when we receive him as Lord and Savior and realize I'm never going to have to try to make myself self-saved. One day of my life, my fighting, my struggling, my contending to try to be good is over because I'm not trying to be good. I'm not trying to be righteous. I am the seed of good. I am the seed of righteousness. Righteousness. I am the holy seed of God. I didn't create myself. I didn't choose myself. He chose me. He made me. And you bless. And you're not double-minded. You don't curse yourself one day and bless yourself the next. We lose sleep at night because we remember what someone said they were going to do, or what they said about you, or how they made you feel. But David had a different approach. He just said, whatever you say about me must be about you, because it certainly isn't about me, because I remember who I am, because I remember whose I am. I am the sheep of the Lord. He is my Father. He created me to know Him. He brings to memory His precepts and His commandments. They roll over and over in my mind, reminding me of who I am by reminding me of whose I am. And everything about me becomes a great thought of Him. His mind, His thoughts are my mind and my thoughts. Let this mind be in you. What mind? Which was in Christ Jesus. What was it? He said, I remember everything the Father said. I remember everything the Father did. And whatever that is, that's who I am. Show us the Father. You're looking at Him. I remember Him. As He is, so are we in this world. I remember. I am not my own. He remembers you so precisely, so clearly, so perfectly, so completely, that He said, if you reject me, the Word says He will say, I don't know who you are, nor where you came from. You're not mine. Why? Because you refuse to remember who you are. Because you refuse to remember whose you are. That's how perfectly God has made you. You have to remember who you are. And it's not about effort. It's not about your life, past, present, or future. It's not about how much faith you have. It's not about how big it is, how big your seed is. It doesn't make any difference. It's what it is, whose it is. And it's God's. Everything that will keep you in joy and in peace and growing and thinking wisely and peacefully and powerfully and joyfully is in you, just like it was in Abraham. Abraham did what he did because he said, I remember what God said. Isaiah came to Hezekiah one day when Hezekiah was very sick. He was dying. And Isaiah said to Hezekiah, he said, get your house in order because you're not recovering from this. This is a prophet of God, the prophet Isaiah. And he leaves the room. And as he's leaving, Hezekiah turns his face to the wall and he begins to pray. And what he prayed was, remember, remember, remember how I walked before you. Remember how I did right in your sight. Remember. He wasn't reminding God, he was remembering God. And God put His hand on Hezekiah's shoulder and He said, stop. Before he got past mid-court, halfway through the house, God said, turn around and go tell Hezekiah that he will not die. He will surely recover. And I will give him 15 more years. And everything that the Assyrians have captured and taken and tried to take, I will give it back and he will see the hand of the Lord. He will see and live what he remembers. So Isaiah went back to Hezekiah and he spoke the word of the Lord to him and he said, in 3 days you will be completely recovered. I remember. I remember. And God even turned back time for Hezekiah. So he knew what he remembered was God, And what did he remember? In 3 days, you will be healed. 3 days. 3 days. Put a bunch of figs on his chest and healed him. It wasn't the figs. It was remember the word of the Lord. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You have to hear me and you have to hear the word of the Lord. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the economy says. It doesn't matter who's sitting in the chair. It doesn't matter who's wheeling the staff. The Lord turns the hearts of the kings by favor of the people. In other words, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes all to be at peace with you, even your enemies. But we get all upset and we get turned upside down and we become afraid because you don't remember who rules the nations of men. And it has never mattered since the beginning of time, nor will it ever matter to the end of time, who says or who does what, except for God. Except for God. Wrap yourselves up in the word of the Lord. Find a voice that speaks the word of the living God. Look for someone that challenges your shell and calls to your promise. It's not enough to do enough. You have to do all there is. When the seed goes in the ground, it's all in, or it's not in at all. It's dead to everything and alive to what God said, or there's little life. And I don't care where you are, who you are, what you didn't do that you should have and did do that you shouldn't have, or how little money or resources you have, or how poorly you're spoken of, or on the opposite side of the coin, it just doesn't make any difference. This time has come because of the word of the Lord that has been made known. The time has come. The season, the hour of the favor of the Lord has come. And you have to choose in whom you believe you are. That seed is so alive on the inside of you that there's no way, there is nothing at all you have to do. To make it what it is to be. Nothing. Not anything at all. Because of what he did. Because he did it all. And when he said it's finished, what he meant is the memory is sealed forever. And if they will remember me, they will remember who they are. Because they will remember whose they are. We're coming into the greatest moment of events that the nations have known since the beginning of time. We have stepped in a place where there was no path. That we may fulfill the word of the Lord, which says, I will make roads where there are no roads. Today is that event. I'll make springs where there weren't any springs. I'll bless your land. I'll bless all you do. Because you're going to remember what I said to you in the eve and Adam of time. I bless you. In the beginning, God made man and woman in the image of himself. He created them, and in his likeness, remember? You remember. You were there. You were there. You were in the garden. You were there. You were there. Eve, the mother of all, you were there. You just don't remember. But the Holy Spirit caused you to remember everything I have said about you. You will remember. You will remember. Prophecy is a memory. But you have to believe so you can remember. It's not going to come to pass. It has come to pass because it's a seed in you. You just remember. I remember. What Abraham remembered was what God said to Adam. And God blessed them. God blessed them. God blessed you. God blessed you. And when he remembered, oh, he must have been a great man of faith. No, he was a great man of memory. He remembered. He didn't come from a long line of preaching and teaching. Didn't know God. God made himself known, but he was willing. He had a heart to remember. Remember. I remember. I remember. I remember. The thief. I remember. I remember. Somehow that I know to say to you, remember me. And Jesus said, you're remembering. So today you're going to be with me in paradise. Remember. Remember. There's a great rain coming. And it's raining right now by the word of the Lord. The rain of the prophet wasn't in the cloud. It wasn't in the ocean. It wasn't in the sea. It was in the memory of the word of the Lord in the mouth of the prophet. My word is nigh you, close to you. It's in your mouth. That word of remembrance, that word of me. He is so God. He's so good. He's so perfect. So absolutely perfect. Staggers the imagination. I can't know how perfect he is. But I can remember. Because the Holy Spirit brings to memory what God said in the beginning. I'm making you in my image and in my likeness, and I'm blessing you. And if you will believe, you will walk in that blessing. But a two-souled individual, you can't think both ways. Well, I forgive you, but not really. I mean, I'm getting over it. I'm coming into it. Take as much time as you want. You just hang out there in your world of forget me and forget him. Or you take on the mind of Christ and you walk in full array of forgiveness and love and you embrace. Well, I'm angry because. Well, I'm hurt because. Well, my mom didn't. My dad did. No, your father did remember you. Your father did love you. Your father did care for you. He did. Your father. The one who chose you and chose everyone around you. Every step you take, if you will allow him to be the full memory of who you are, every step of yours will be ordained perfectly. You've nothing to fear, but you can choose to. Or you can remember. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want for any good thing. Make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside restful waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness. Every step of mine is ordained. Because of your namesake, I'm your seed. I'm your memory. If I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, if that's where you choose I walk, I won't be afraid. I fear no evil because I remember you are good and you are God and you are with me. Your rod and staff, they only bring comfort to me. Every correction, every word of direction. Don't be afraid to be corrected or chastened of the Lord. He does that to everyone he loves. But what he's doing is he's helping you think greater than you've ever thought before. If you will to stay ignorant, just reject his chastening and the correction. It doesn't hurt. It helps. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and I don't care where you prepare it, just that you prepared it. I remember it's you. My cup at that point in time runs over. Only goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life, because I remember you're good and only good. And I'll always be in the presence of the Lord forever and ever and ever. I don't have to wait to die. I'm in your presence right now, you and I. Greater is God that dwells inside of me. He is the seed of all my future, the seed of all my real memory. He is my mind. He is my thoughts. He is my reckoning. He is my revelation. He is my great treasure. He's my high tower. He's my strength. I remember. Everything has to work together for my good. It must serve my predestined purpose. Everything in your life, you have to understand, it has to serve your purpose. It's a waste of time to fight an enemy. It's far more productive to be more than a conqueror and to walk in the fullness of the memory whom the Son is freed and liberated, is free indeed. You will remember who you are when you remember whose you are. And Father, we remember. Training wheels on a bicycle do not teach you how to ride a bike. They only encourage you to believe you can ride a bike. Key to riding a bike is what? Balance. Keep your balance. But when you anticipate falling, you fall. You take the training wheels off the bike. I did it with my daughters. You're doing it. You're doing it. It's all you. It's all you. I wasn't lying to them. I was prophesying to them. And I was. Because they already had their balance. They didn't need to keep it. They already had it. They just needed to remember it. It's not hard to ride a bike. The hardest part is overcoming the fear that you're going to fall. When you stop fearing you're going to fall, you don't fall. You ride the bike. Training wheels don't make you or help you or teach you how to ride a bike. They assist you in confirming that you can do what you already did before you got on the bike. You walked up to it because you are balanced. You know how to keep your balance before you ever get on a bike. But when you get on it, because it's different and unknown and new territory, you forget that you remember how to keep your balance. And what is it? Confidence that I'm not going to fall. And the moment you get that, you ride the bike, and it has nothing to do with anything else at all. When wheels are in motion, the bike won't fall over unless you run into something. It's going to keep going. I learned that the hard way. When I got on a motorcycle and just took off across the yard, across the street, into the next yard, I never fell over, had no idea what I was doing, but the wheels, as long as they kept moving, the bike stayed upright. You'll stay upright, just keep moving. Just keep believing. It's not work. It's remembering. And how hard is that? And I hear the jokes out there. But remember the word of the Lord. Remember what God has said. Remember. 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 We're going to receive communion today because we're going to remember. And happy Father's Day to every dad out there. You are destined for great thoughts. You are destined to be a great dad. You're already blessed of the Lord as a great dad. And if you're not a dad, father someone in the Spirit. Or find a father in the Spirit. One time Jesus, just before he took the cross, he sat down with his disciples. And the word says that he took the bread, and the word says he broke it, and he gave thanks. And he said, "This is my body." Why is this so powerful? There's been a lot of theory around it, but it's very, very simple. He told you what the power was. He said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Let's eat together. Thank you, Father, for your body. The body of your Son that you gave as a gift, through whom you created all things, and all things were and are created, and all things exist." I know who I am. You know who you are. Everyone here know who you are by knowing whose you are. Let's eat together. Remember. And the cup also. And he said, "Drink all of it. As often as you do this, remember me." Thank you, Jesus, for your blood, the blood of your covenant with us. That everything that we have ever done that we shouldn't have done, it isn't who we are. And all that God remembers is who he purposed us to be. And where everything he did purpose us to be through you, Jesus, because of your blood and your body and the great power of your resurrection, because death can't hold life and you are the life. Shall we drink together? Remember. We remember. We remember. We remember. We remember. We remember. Jesus, we remember. We remember. It's time to think a greater thought than you've ever thought before. It's time for a revelation, not of tradition, but of transformation. And Father, we give you praise for the greatness of your word, the enlightenment of your word in our minds and our hearts, that we remember who we are. We are fearfully, we are wonderfully made, because we remember whose we are, yours and yours alone. For your purpose and for your pleasure, we were and we are created. Of you, through you, to you are all things, to whom be glory and honor and praise. We are born of the Spirit. We are born of promise. We are born of purpose. We are perfectly born of a perfect salvation, a perfect Savior, a perfect redemption, a perfect purpose, the perfect will of God is who we are. It's who we remember. And whose we remember we are. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen.